Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and after they have declared April as Child Abuse Prevention Month, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as well as National Crime Victims Awareness Week, they will turn their attention to the agenda. It will take a 4/5 vote of the board to reapprove a $250,000 minimum revenue guarantee from the Headwaters Fund to the county airport to assist in the recruitment of expanded air service. Combined with matching funds from the community and a $750,000 federal grant, the revenue guarantee allows the Headwaters Fund and the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission to use the guarantee as leverage for expanded air service, primarily to San Francisco and regular service to Southern California. The supervisors will also consider the transfer of $350,000 in annual federal airport improvement funds from three satellite airports to the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport, the Arcata Eureka Airport, for the construction of the aircraft rescue and firefighting facility. State lawmakers could pass a transportation funding package this week that relies on tax hikes and vehicle fee increases to fund road maintenance. It's needed in this region where millions of dollars in damage has been done to county and state roads this winter. Congressman Jared Huffman will attend a stakeholders meeting next week in Del Norte County to discuss the most pressing need, a solution to the last chance grade. Huffman will also attend a town hall meeting scheduled for the same day. The stakeholders meeting will revolve around reaching a consensus for an option to go around the slide area and reroute the highway. Meanwhile, you'll still find one-way controlled traffic at the last chance grade, and Caltrans continues to monitor that stretch of highway for movement. Highway 299 remains under one-way controlled traffic as well at the location of the slide west of Burnt Ranch, and there are delays on Highway 101 in northern Mendocino County as well. While Governor Jerry Brown continues attempts to sway Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento to support his transportation bill, the state Senate has passed a bill severely criticized by Republicans. Senate Bill 54 would prohibit state and local law enforcement agencies from being enlisted to enforce federal immigration laws. Senate Republicans said that the push to ensure California is a sanctuary state is dangerous. It compromises public safety and enables criminal behavior that endangers our citizens. Also in Sacramento, two companion bills introduced into the state legislature would radically change the bail system in California. Bills have been introduced in the Senate and the Assembly that would allow counties and judges to use alternatives to bail, such as home detention or monitoring bracelets that track an individual's location instead of forcing them to pay their way out of jail ahead of a trial. The lawmakers argue that the bail system disproportionately affects poor people and keeps people in jail even when they haven't been convicted of a crime. The bills would allow judges to tailor bail to an individual's ability to pay instead of using a predetermined bail schedule. Opponents of the measure say that already happens and judges have the power to apply bail or not. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When you speak with county officials regarding the latest transportation funding measure, it's hard not to notice the raised eyebrows and mild skepticism that comes with talking about money for local roads. Supervisor Virginia Bass said in a phone interview that the concern for rural counties in the past few years has been to focus on getting as much funding as possible.
That number's been hard to get to through the different discussions. And so there have been a lot of proposals that would result in less than that would be going to local government. And, so we're trying to increase that, not just for the counties, the cities also.
But that focus has changed. And if this bill is passed and signed into law as it is, it will mean funding 52% higher, about $6 million per year for Humboldt, than what the county currently receives for road maintenance. Bass pointed out that there were always concerns that transportation money would be used for other purposes. The current measure includes a constitutional amendment that would require it be used solely for roads and related infrastructure. Bass said that the state needs $2 billion just to get started.
What we're really fighting for is that counties get, we'd like to see counties get at least the, we need $2 billion to just start making a difference on the 58 counties' roads.
The bill will now be considered in the state legislature and could be on the governor's desk by Friday. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.